Blog Talk Radio.
I live my life one day at a time.
Hello.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. We're here, we're here, we're here.
Good evening, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio. This is Dear Anonymous. My name is Jazz, and my technician and the co-host with the mostest is Mrs. Diane Rembert of Diamond's World. Thank you, Diane.
You're so welcome, Jazz.
Thanks. Greetings, all. You have been tuned in now to Dear Anonymous, call our place of peace that we've just designed for all of the listening audience. Our place of peace in this circle of communication is designed with all of you in mind. So I say again, welcome to Dear Anonymous, and I am Jazz, your talk show host. We have a couple of special things going on tonight. A few disclaimers that I need to let you guys know. We have an amazing sponsor. It's an all-natural alkaline water company, Alkalife 24/7. They're going to be coming soon to an online store. Alkalife 24/7 has given us a lot of different support systems, and trying to reach out to our listeners, we have designed email addresses and phone numbers that you guys can reach us when we're offline. And Alkalife is just the perfect sponsor for it because it's holistic and it's all natural. This is what we are. We are all natural here on the show. This talk show is being recorded for all of our listening benefits so that the rest of the world can see how we all are getting along and communicating and sending out our good vibes. Tonight we have a special treat. We have a special guest out of BMOR. That's right, Baltimore, Maryland. And we're going to rep Baltimore, Maryland respectfully from the Eastern Shore of Maryland. I have two special guests from the talk show, online show, ASTY. And we're going to get into who those people are and how special they are to us. We're going to let them do what they do, which is talk, communicate. They're open. They have some of the hottest topics going around. And when I tell you that these ladies are real, they are real. They have a whole platform and followers and listeners and love that goes along with it. And we're just so thankful that they're going to be joining us and they're going to be chiming in just a little bit later. The next thing that we want to talk to you about is that this talk show, Dear Anonymous, is designed for a specific purpose in mind. The purpose is to encourage people to communicate, let what's inside be outside, to talk from a place of peace and communication out of their minds. This pandemic that we're living through is something that some of us have never been through in our lifetime. We have found new grounds of understanding. But with those new grounds of understanding, there's also some confusion and maybe some places that are a little unknown and even scary or vulnerable. I'm taking the position to allow this place, this talk show, to just let it all hang out. My subject matter and the way that I feel about it is better out than in. I was encouraged and motivated to do this. I've had various talk shows in the past, some radio, some ventures that would allow me to go into the communities and meet with different people. This talk show is personal, birthed from a moment of vulnerability during this pandemic when I just couldn't get my mind to stop circling. It ruminates, you know, thoughts, they circle. And there are a lot of people that you can talk to, but are there a lot of people that you can bond and connect and create a place of peace with? Sometimes that doesn't come easily for a lot of us. I'm a person that has found myself to be in the need of communication. It's something that that fuels me. And I find perspective that way. I learn a lot. I engage. I'm able to vent and release. And it gives me clarity. And it just helps me move to the next moment. So I'm offering that same dynamics here. We have, in fact, designed a private component of support teams where if someone wants to get in contact with a person that they know is struggling during the pandemic or with loneliness or just needs somebody to talk to. And sometimes our friends and our families can be biased. You know, you don't have the ability to share things that are private. So we have developed an email address that if someone needs to get into contact with our show, we can try to support them directly, myself and others that are in my support circle. We're here to listen. We're here to correspond, to lend what we have inside of us, whether we can personally relate or not. You know, communication is never a negative thing. So my goal here is to bring some peace and give someone an outlet for communication. And if I get that one call, maybe even in the middle of the night, when someone has a real life concern and they just need to vent, I'm here. We'll be providing you with that email address. And stick with us while we have the show. There's a lot of times the topic may go left and it might not be something that directly affects you. But in that meantime, come back to us, you know, log off, log back on. We are, in fact, going to be touching on multiple topics. And something that you may feel or can interject could be peace or a perspective for another person. So always stay connected to the show. Come back to us when necessary. This circle is full, and we are ready for all components and everybody's input. So stay with us and just, you know, join in on the show. Feel free to let us know what your opinions are. We have no cut card. There's no critical place. Speak. This is a time when if you have something on your mind, you can just let it all hang out. So I would like to introduce my special guest for tonight, and we're going to dig a little bit into their world, how they get their guests to communicate, and what their inspiration is behind that. I have the guest, special guest host of Ask TY. Let me just check to see if they are here. That would be Ask TY out of Baltimore. Are you here tonight? Are you on already?
Yes, we're here. Yes, we're here. Hello.
Yes. Hey.
Hello. Good evening. Welcome. Welcome to Dear Anonymous. We have a little bit of feedback. Let me see. Who's? It was one of you that just logged in.
I had my headphones, and I'm hoping it's not me.
It might be your headphones. Yeah.
Try it without it so we can get some of the feedback to diminish.
Okay. All right. Hello.
It's still there. It's a low hummer. Still there. Anyone? The second one.
Yeah.
Do you have your headphones on?
No, I just took them out and I still hear it ticking. It sounds like a tick.
Let me check to see if it's on my side. Okay.
Okay.
Did it go away?
Yep, it went away.
Interference.
It came back.
Diane, you have any idea what that interference is?
Okay, it's the person with the 7010 phone number. The feedback is coming from your end. It's mine. So let me hang up because you want me to hang up and try to call back in. I don't know how.
Yeah, do that. See if you can clear it. Just call back in if you could.
Okay. All right. I'll
and
do
we'll
that.
We'll keep
okay.
going along. Well, we have a good thing. So who am I speaking to? Who's on right now that we got clear?
This is Ayoka.
Oh, hi. It's me.
Hey, how are you? Hey, Jess. How are you?
I'm good. I got to tell you guys, We had such a great time hanging out with you guys in Baltimore. It's been a little while, but the connection was very genuine, and that is the reason. And she's back. I'm sorry. It's still me again.
Is that a little better?
So, no.
Is
it
back
still
there?
Why are you doing it? Yes.
So, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to hang up, and I'm going to call from my laptop. Just give me a second, okay? That might be a little bit
beautiful.
Better, okay?
Thank
okay.
you.
All right.
And thanks, guys, for being patient with us with some technical difficulties on the show, but all good because
it
it's
happens.
Family. It's love.
It happens.
Yeah.
It's okay. Mm-hmm.
So, you could tell us a little bit about how things have been going on since I last communicated with you guys. It was my honor and yours. We had a joint effort in the silence, had just premiered in Baltimore, a project that I'm really proud of. You guys gave us a lot of press and media coverage, and we just vibed on a good level. And I am impressed by the fact that you guys stay so committed to your platform. So give us a little bit of information about AskTY. And my reason for getting you guys specifically is because I know how raw you bring it and not being afraid to confront topics
right.
of
and
any discussion.
Yeah,
yes.
That's really funny because my co-host just asked. She was like, wait a minute. She know we ratchet, right? She was like, are we able to, like, really speak our minds and how we actually feel? So I was like, let's just, you know, see what's going on. And we can kind of flow with the conversation. But since then, we've transitioned out of radio, and we've been doing the YouTube station for maybe about, we had like 24 episodes.
Oh, nice.
And basically, it's kind of the same format. What we've been doing is really, really reaching out to entrepreneurs and creatives that are in the Baltimore area, not even just in Baltimore, but all over, and we've been working on helping them with their own brand. So we bring entrepreneurs on, creatives, artists, musicians, people as, like yourself, screenwriters. They basically come on and they share their ideas, they share their businesses with our audience, and we also help them as far as the promotion. And we do it all free of charge because we do understand how important it is to be able to build your brand and not have, you know, as much money or, as you know, being in business for so long myself, I never had those opportunities. So I felt really passionate about being able to help other people that way. So we've been coming together and really pushing this for a while. I think it's been about 5 years now. AskTY has went through several transitions, and now it's back down to me and Tian, the original co-host of the show. The pandemic has so we're no longer doing YouTube any longer because the pandemic unfortunately led to me having to close down one of my businesses, which we were recording out of. So, but we did find an amazing platform through StreamYard, and that's what we're using now, which allows us to be able to stream our shows live directly to our social media website.
One of the reasons that your platform is attractive, and I follow, I've been in and out, you know, things that I'm passionate about, and communication is very important. You know, it doesn't take a lot for someone to go to a day job when they got to get up at 8 o'clock in the morning, go to their 9 to 5. You know, they're on a schedule, they're on the clock, and they get a paycheck. When you have to have your internal passions push you through, it's a different ball game, and you guys have been committed to that. And you allow everybody on your platform to speak openly, myself included. When I was a guest on your show, we talked about some sticky subjects. We talked about topics that a lot of people find to be taboo. But, you know, it's better to find a way to openly discuss everything that you're thinking. You know, we all have those crazy conversations inside that you might not want to say certain things out of your mouth. But on the other hand, you find a way to release it. Again, someone else may be gaining perspective from that. So that's why I support you guys.
that's what the balance brings between me and T. Ann. She says she's also back online.
Okay, what's the number? Last four, so Diane can ring you in.
Last four of the number. Okay. And she said she called from her laptop. I don't know how that works. Okay, I just sent her the text. It's 7433.
Or she can call. Okay, she can call and you guys can do a three way. Okay, let me see. Let me find that one.
Okay.
Seven four three three.
So guys, I see a 7344. Yeah, she said a 7344. She transposed the number.
We're bringing in the second co-host of SY, and we're getting some background information from them on how their show operates. And the next step beyond that is we want to take some calls and open the floor to some of the things that we're touching on, which is simple communication in this pandemic and how radio shows and these types of platforms are a vehicle for getting people to be connected and join and communicate. So, Ayoka, we got her. Is she available? Let's see if she's on live yet. Nope, we can't hear you yet. So the show continues to flow while we're getting the technical difficulties. Together,
you said you wanted me to call in on a three-way. You think
if we can't hear her, that probably would be better. Maybe, and she can talk directly to your phone vehicle.
Okay.
So we're getting the second co-host of the Ask EY show out of Baltimore, and we have a support system with them. These shows that we're doing right now are going to be recorded for the benefit of everyone. When they go online, we've had great success with people going to find our shows and listening to them at a later date and, again, gaining perspective. You can talk out certain things that you've never even had the opportunity or the comfortability to do in other platforms. You basically can look at someone else's story and learn from it. And that's the point of this communication and this talk show, is to design a way that the community in whole and our listeners interact and engage. That's the best benefit that we can actually ask for. We're really trying to make sure that we have the second host available to us right now so that we can get them both to talk. But let me just check to see. Diane, do we have a live yet? Is she available?
Yes, we should all be here.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Okay, so P, you go ahead and give us a quick introduction of who you are to the show. Ayoka's been telling us a little bit about SY and its platform and how things have developed. We are so appreciative of the two of you for your commitment to talk radio and the things that come out of that. So just please give us a little bit of background, and we're going to go back to the listeners and start to engage them in our conversation.
Okay. T.A.
Yeah.
Hello. Okay. Hey, cool. You want to give a little background?
Or you want me to? A little background, because, you know, I just came here, so a little background
on the show.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Like how we started, or like what we talk about, or just the show in general.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what, we do have a little bit of information about how you guys started. So you tell us how you engage your listeners, and what is it that you guys do to provoke conversations, matters, and things like that.
Okay. So we basically engage. We just sort of like ourselves, and we kind of talk to our listeners the way that we would talk to each other. And our personalities, although they are very different, me and Ayoka are really, really down to earth. We're kind of crazy, silly, funny. So that's how we basically do our show. The good part about XTY is we don't have a filter, which is really, really good, because we, as
as I said, we speak with our listeners as if we were talking to our friends. And mm-hmm. we don't have filters with one another. You know what I mean? And so mm-hmm. because of that, I think that that's one of the biggest things that helps us keep our listeners engaged, and it helps them, like, want to send us advice questions, and they want to talk to us, and they want to watch our show because they know that it's not scripted, that it's not filtered, that you are basically going to get, like, realness the whole entire time.
Yeah, right. Well, mm-hmm. you know, a part of my desire and the reason for this platform is to get to the honest communication. Mm-hmm. There are so many times, and I really sometimes question whether I might be a little off mentally, because I have actual individual conversations with a statement and a response in my own head. And mm-hmm. and I've also been accused of being a little blunt with my mouth. So I may say something mm-hmm. that I'm thinking, and it's a shock and awe value that comes from the conversation. But however, I was always taught that everything can be said. You know, you don't have to say it rudely. You don't have to say it nasty mm-hmm. because it's just personal perspective. And once we start to shelter our words, you know, we start to it's almost like you choke on them. You have to be able to mm-hmm. present your opinion. And people have to know that opinions are just personal. It's not a stab against another person. You know, no two people on this planet think totally alike. We're all mm-hmm. different for a reason, you know, and that's the interest. That's the interest right there. And maybe some things may seem ratchet to others, and some things may seem bougie to people, but it's all about personal perspective. Once you start to learn mm-hmm. that you don't judge it, you just allow it, you know, it keeps the communication and the interest of your show going. I think that's why you guys have such great communication with your listeners. They know they can go there and say something that they wouldn't necessarily say in other groups, but they feel free to say it around you guys. And that's the point, mm-hmm. you know. So we gain perspective when we are our true selves. No matter what level mm-hmm. of self we are, we gain perspective.
Yeah.
But I want to tell you guys, again, thank you. And there are some things that have been going on during this pandemic that all of us need to feel comfortable enough discussing. And I think that I've been dealing with and hearing about a lot more mental exhaustion because people are a little bit more fearful. They're vulnerable. They actually are starting to become, it's almost like you're being prompted to be real. You know, life is changing so much, you're just like, forget the fake and phoniness. We're being prompted to live real lives now because life is so different. Yeah. So I'm hearing a lot of that, and I'm getting a lot of it from, you know, people that I communicate with, some of the listeners that are a support system for us. So that's the conversation that I want to start right now. How would you guys say that your listeners are dealing with this pandemic? And, you know, have you found that they are improving from it, collapsing under the weight of it? What's the general consensus from your listeners? And my listeners are going to chime in, and we're going to go to that topic in the next few weeks.
Well, it's interesting because a lot of our listeners, so you know how, I don't know exactly how to say it, but they come from a standpoint which is kind of a lot like myself. Like, it's hard to buy into the fear factor, but trying to stay in that creative mindset to get through the pandemic. So
mm-hmm.
From the three listeners that we have had, I mean, of course we all have our concerns about what's going on, but the best thing to do was, like, we just got to stay safe, but we still have to move through our day-to-day process. Like, mm-hmm. we still have to work. We still have to, you know, feed our families. We still have to keep living. And that's, I think, the motivation for a lot of our listeners, as well as for myself. I can't, you know, live in the fear because this could go on forever. You know,
mm-hmm.
we're going to have to learn mm-hmm. to adapt to it and figure out how to stay safe and maneuver through it until we can get so we can get through, or they have a resolution for it. But like I was saying, like a lot of our listeners are really, I guess you would say, eclectic. Those free thinkers, free minds, you know, like it's not too much on that, like, oh, my God, I'm going to die. I'm not going to leave the house, or, you know, I'm not going to, they're still moving through that day to day.
Well, we come from soldiers. Don't get it twisted. I mean, whether you're in an urban environment or suburban, no matter what the background is, we come from soldiers, and the society that we are living in right now is teaching everybody. There's a couple things that you can see. You're getting stronger. You have to have resilience. And to be honest with you, you don't know that you got to find a way to be self-sufficient and not depend on a government standard or the general consensus, because, you know, the whole society might be going left, and you know in your heart and your mind you're supposed to go right. We have to develop enough discernment to do the right things during these types of situations, you know, and they're going to continue to come. So I agree with you. Fear isn't really what propels communities like ours. You know, right now we're probably speaking to a primarily African-American audience, and a lot of times we don't feel comfortable stating that we have different manners of survival, but we do, and we got to stand strong on that. So I hear where you're coming from. We get to the point right now that some of the emails that I had been getting before the show, we did a couple of tests, platform times, and I did some social focus groups, and I'm telling you, everybody's saying the same thing. We need this. We need this. We need a place to vent. We need a place to talk. I keep thinking about, and I'm kind of old school, but I keep thinking about when Good Times used to come on, and Florida and Wilona used to go to T.Y. and Yoka and T.N. This is probably beyond y'all time, but Florida and Wilona used to go to these circles of women just chatting it out, you know, talking about letting it all hang out, like they used to say. And then you had the Jeffersons where Wheezy and Helen had a help center. Those things just have dwindled down to little to nothing these days. You know, everything is electronic, text, interpersonal communication is the last thing that we do. Well, that's one of the things that I'm adamant that I need to do more of. I need to have an interpersonal and personal exchanges with people. And these help centers and these circles of communication, we got to find a way to just reconnect. And the reconnection is a big point of correction. People got to gain perspective. If you guys handle a little piece of the world, we handle a little piece of the world, and then it starts to grow, you know. So that is one of my missions, and that's what this talk show is about. Dear Anonymous is for that person that wants to come on, and whether they introduce themselves with their name or not, and just say what's on their heart and what's in their head, and you know, how to get to that next step, we'll try to take it all together. So we're going to just see if there's any other listeners that want to chime in and say greetings to T and Ayoka and find out if myself and Diane can, you know, maybe give them a little script of information to go forward. I'm going to tell you guys who Diane is shortly, because her resume and her background is so extensive that she overwhelms me, but she's a blessing to me. You've got to know who she is from my previous talk show of Talk Tales and Diamond's World. So we'll tell you who she is. But right now we're going to give the listeners, listening audience, a little bit of chance to chime in, talk to us a little bit. If you are interested in having something to say to any of us on the platform, just push one. And once you push one, we'll see a queue of all the interest coming up, and we'll get to you, and we'll give you a few minutes to hash it out. We got some time. So, Diane, do you see anything on the board?
No, I don't. Not right now.
Okay. So what we'll do is we're going to continue on, because there's two topics that I want to touch base with Tian and Ayoka about. And the first one is, if you guys had to tell us right now, what would be the the crux of why you do what you do. What is your passion for why you have a talk show and why you're allowing yourself to be put on a platform and share your personality? And I want to hear that from both of you.
Well, I know for myself, this is TN speaking, I've always wanted to be in entertainment. When we do events, I get excited about being on a microphone. I get excited about hosting. I can't sing, you know, I can't act. But the one thing I do think that I was blessed with was a really good personality. You know what I mean? I believe that I'm extremely funny, that I can keep the crowd's attention and things like that. So when I watched my friends do a radio show for the first time, I got excited. And then I just kept watching and watching and watching. And the more I watched them, the more excited I got. And, I mean, and, like, even 5 years later, you know, there have been times when I get a little down about it. It's just because of life, period. But the one thing that I can say is that when we actually go on air and when the show starts going, I get excited, you know. And
right.
It's basically a different kind of high. And I can't explain it. I can't even vision it, but it's just like a different kind of high.
Understood.
And it just makes me want to keep doing it. Mm-hmm.
Understood. That's when you know you're doing what you love because it doesn't feel like work. You there. What about you, Ayoka? What is the passion behind it? Because you have to have an internal commitment to keep going.
Like I was saying earlier, I'm really passionate about helping other entrepreneurs such as myself to be able to expand their brand. So I became really connected to it when we were doing radio, when we were doing a lot of going out and to different artists' events and venues and meeting different people around Baltimore. I became really connected at that point. And it was just like, wow, like to be able to see and be around people that are just like me, passionate like I am, and really out here trying to get it and really don't have as many financial opportunities or opportunities to do it. Like, I want to be able to be a part of that. I want to be able to help people in that way to be able to do that. So that really keeps me going. And it excites me even more and more. It's like, because we're at a point now where we don't even have to reach out to people. Like, they're reaching out to
right.
us. So it's like, what
right.
we're doing is effective. It's working.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And being that I've been in business for like 20 years, and I've never had any loans. I've never had that type of support. And I started in 2000, so we didn't even have the access to social media like we do today. So I understood how hard it is to actually build your brand. And the key.
Hello.
I think their phone dropped off.
Okay, I think we just had technical difficulty.
Yeah, I heard the call drop, but I didn't know if it was just me or everybody. They are at TY show was calling in from a cell phone. So hopefully they know they disconnected. I'll try to reach them real quick within the next stall moment. But I want to, while I have the opportunity, I need to give you guys some insight on who Mrs. Diane Rembert is of Diamonds World. She's with me on this project because she's with anybody who needs her help. It's just the way she is. A little while ago, we had the special opportunity, myself joining her platform, had the special opportunity to have a show called Talk Tales. And Talk Tales was a show designed of the unpublished authors and the authors that have books that they wanted to be able to tell the meat and the potatoes of their story. And the reason for that is that, yeah, you write a book, you launch the book, and you have everything that you need to have on paper. But some people are in those baby stages, and they stutter a little bit. And one of the things that's very important to me is to be self-expressive and not take your stories that are inside or important to your life with you without them being birthed to, you know, the world in general. Now, Diane, and I'm going to let her tell a little bit about herself, but Diane is by far one of the most committed people and important people in the publishing and literary industry that I know. You know, she's good-natured, she's good-hearted, she has stood by me and other talk show projects, and this particular project that she's with me on now, it carries a lot of weight to me, and the importance of her being with me is that it is exactly the example of what a community, a business community should be, help, support. And that's Diane Rember. I don't know how to promote who she is because she's so big in the literary industry. And being able to have her help me through this process with the talk show and Dear Anonymous, because she gets it. She gets that communication is key. She gets that there's things that need to come out from inside of every person that's walking that has a story to tell and or pure feelings that just need to be expressed. That's what this show is about. So, Mrs. Diane Rembert, I say thank you to you again. And if you could just tell us while we have this brief pause, please see the passion behind Diamond's World and who you are to the literary industry.
Okay, so thank you. Thank you for the kind words. I do appreciate them. And as you stated, I guess you would call me a jack of all trades in the literary industry. Diamond's Literary World was designed about 6 years ago to I felt like there wasn't enough light shed on the African-American literary industry. And I wanted to do my part. So what I did was I created this, and it started off, it's just a simple blog. And each year that I've gone on, I've added more and more things to my roster. The following year, I believe I started Diamond's World. The following year, I started the YouTube channel. last year, I'm not sure what I did, but yeah, just promoting for anyone out there that's listening and needs help. Shameless plug, I will say that. I will help promote you. I will review your book. You can find me, Diamond's Literary World. You can find me on Amazon. The newest venture, Amazon has allowed me to partner with them. And I do have an Amazon, Diamond's Literary World, Amazon storefront. So you can find me on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, Goodreads, DiamondsLiteraryWorld.com, and YouTube.
Yes.
I think
and
that's what
I can't big you up enough because people don't run into good natured people with pure intentions, because she doesn't have to do what she's doing. It's not about her ego, her arrogance, or even her abundance. It's about her passion. It's about being able to give back to the literary community. And that's the reason why a lot of people respect her. I myself was able to gain a lot of knowledge just from communicating with Diane, but in the same token, she teaches us how to be genuine with our craft. And when we're authors, you know, it's people like her that we need. So as you see, we were able to take that route in the step with the talk shows and that particular platform, and here we are again stepping up the next level to this Dear Anonymous and allowing people to vent and show themselves and share themselves with us. And she's again, accommodating me. So I thank you. As usual, I have to thank you. Now, we just wanted to offer, I want to offer to you that a few people came to me within the past, I would say, 30 days, knowing that I was about to launch this platform. And I have a couple of very, very, very distinct subject matters that we're going to be touching on within the next couple of weeks. Just so you know, next Thursday's show is coming up. We have an adventurous. We have a college edition. People are going to be on from the college campuses discussing how they feel. The following week, we have a sergeant from out of Philadelphia. She is a police sergeant, and she's also an author, and she is on the front lines. And we're going to be talking about the context of how all of those titles are dealing with this pandemic. We're talking about a black female cop, high ranking, who's on the front lines, and she also has to deal with the racial tensions that's going on here in America and how all those things unfold. You know, talking about stress, that's a lot of stress. And we're going to be speaking to her and her community of followers and people that support her. Also, we'll speak to some young artists, male artists. It's going to be a male show next Thursday, not this Thursday coming, but the following Thursday, and we're going to talk to some artists, because artists are the first line of people that get to voice their inner feelings on paper and then with song or with voice or spoken word, and it's an outlet for them, and we'll be able to talk to them about how that feels in this pandemic and what's inspiring them, what type of music they're writing and things of that sort. So a couple of guys from out of D.C., a couple of guys from the Eastern Shore of Maryland. We're going to touch on as many subject matters as we can while this platform is up. And I thank everybody for your support. We're going to keep going as much as we can. And I just want to check to see if we got STY back on. I didn't know if they had chimed back in. Ayoka, you there?
No, they didn't come back on yet.
Okay. So if they didn't, they're probably having some technical difficulties. It could be anything. You know, we're in a technology world, but dead batteries, internet, you never know what's going on at this very moment. But I thank them for the time that they gave us. And I'm going to ask if any of the listeners are there. A lot of you people have supported me in a lot of different projects. And I know some of you that are listening right now are very quiet. But is there anyone that wants to chime in and at least give us your two cents on what this talk show would mean to the general public? Let's hear what you got to say about it. Anyone would like to speak to me, Jazz, on Dear Anonymous? Diane, and if you would like to, all you have to do is push the one. Did anything pop up, Diane?
No, I haven't seen anything. I just want to say, we do appreciate everyone for calling in. We do appreciate, but your support, sometimes sharing your feedback is very important to us and to the person who is hosting the show. Because there's a lot of work that goes into these types of things. And so we would just love to hear from you. If you would rather not say your name, that's fine.
Absolutely.
The only thing I will do is just call your last four digits of your phone number. But I will in no type of way will we ask you for your name. But if you have a question, please feel free to hit the one.
Okay, well, if we don't have anyone that is willing to, interact with us, it's okay, because the point of this talk show is to have a good listening audience that enjoys the topic matters. The STY show, we did actually lose them prematurely. They've had some technical difficulties, but they were so tremendously generous to us with their platform. And I know they have a good support system, a good following. What Talks Tales was doing when it was launched was trying to give everybody a platform of free speech. what this show, Dear Anonymous, is doing is, yes, you guys can feel free being as vulnerable and open with us as necessary. I'm about to give you an email address that you can always use. And with my flyers, they promote the same thing. But you can always contact us at drinkalkalife247@gmail.com. That's drink, D-R-I-N-K, Alka, A-L-K-A, life, L-I-F-E, 24.7 at Gmail. That particular email address is for anyone that might want to get in touch with us regarding sponsor information or regarding topics of interest that you guys may have. Specifically for the email address is specifically for those that might need private interaction. It sounds odd to say that, but personal is personal. Sometimes you're going through something that you just don't have enough space, personal space, to feel comfortable talking about it in the general public. If you want a private session, I myself or others that are in my support system, I can connect you with. And to be honest with you, it's just to be able to have someone to talk to. That is a very important component during any time of our lives, whether you're happy, sad, content. You could be on the most satisfied point of your life, someone that you need to express something with. And it's very, very difficult to express yourself to someone that you feel already is going to judge you or will be biased or something like that. It's not a good feeling to be pent, you know, emotionally pent up or not being able to release words. And if I didn't tell you guys earlier, I had a really interesting situation that occurred during the pandemic where I just got stirred out of my sleep, and I felt like I wanted to have, you know, personal discussions and vent and maybe share something. But at that particular moment, I didn't know who I would turn to if I needed to. Who would I pick up the phone and call that was available? And that is a very stirring feeling, to feel pent up with thoughts. Or, you know, a position where you can't express yourself. In this particular situation, it is encouraged. We are all encouraged to, as they say, take care of yourself. Some self-care and just insight on what you're thinking. And if you need a safe location to do that, that email address is for anything that you would like to use privately. So, Dear Anonymous, email is drinkalkalife247@gmail.com. Anything that you send to that email is privately kept. I, myself, or someone in our support team, and we have a lot of guys available to us. What we were trying to do with this platform is to make sure that anybody and everybody has a safe place. It kind of seems like people are not compatible. Like, oh, you know, you couldn't understand my situation. You'd be shocked about what people can understand. And it doesn't.
I'm sorry. I was going to say, nope. I was just about to say the same thing.
Yeah, you'd be shocked.
And the reason why, and I'm sorry to interject, Jess, but let me just mm-hmm. say, she and I have had this conversation, and so you may feel like you're the only one going through whatever you're going through, and we're here to tell you that you are so not alone. There is someone
Absolutely.
That is going through the exact same thing as you, if not worse, and so it
Absolutely.
Is okay. It is okay because we all need someone to talk to in this stressful time. You may be, and I'm just going to put out some scenarios because that's what my spirit is calling for me to do. I don't know to hear it. There may be someone who is living with an abuser right now, and they're
mm-hmm.
just praying for some sort of relief. Well, we may not be able to come to the house and get you out of that situation. We can talk to you. We can tell you how to put a plan in place. There may
mm-hmm.
be, think about the millions of or
the children who are forced now to be home with abusive parents or step-parents.
Absolutely.
Or people who have been in that situation and are too ashamed to talk about it. It's okay. It's okay. There's no judgment. We are only here to uplift, because in a time like this, this is what we need. We need to be uplifted. We need to be encouraged, and we need to what's the word I'm looking for? We need to be ministered to, and sometimes in ministering to someone else, we are ministering to ourselves. And for the men may realize that they have some sort of a problem, don't know where to seek help. As Jasmine said, there are men that are willing to coach and to counsel. If you don't want to go to the local minister, or you don't have clergy that you feel comfortable talking to, you know, there's nothing wrong with going to an anonymous line. If you have been struggling with demons, and the demons are now, because you're, you know, suffering from cabin fever, the demons are now tapping on your shoulder. Well, you know, it's okay. It's okay, because that's what this platform was designed for.
And I'm absolutely correct. You are never required to stop talking, because every point of discussion matters. Now I'm really led to say that in the whole grand scheme of things, this pandemic has shown me that life is serious, and it has shown me that we can believe, if we want, that we are the only ones in our situation, as Diane said. But even if our situation doesn't exactly match another person, the energy and the feeling of despair is personal. You can have a situation that might look great to me, but it's personal to you. Despair is despair, and we have to deal with it. And then you may be the person on the other side that has dealt with despair, and you've transitioned to a happy, peaceful, settled place. Guess what? We need your communication as well, because that communication could be the catapult for the next person to take the step towards settlement, towards feeling satisfied or getting out of that place where they're stuck. It's not all negative. You know, it could be a lot of good things that we correspond and meet somewhere in the middle. But the best thing to do is to start talking. And have you ever had a conversation with someone and you keep saying to yourself, why the hell doesn't this person understand what I'm saying? Well, I'm good for that. You know, I might be speaking a second language and just not understand it, but I keep looking at certain things and I'm thinking, why doesn't this person understand what I'm saying? Well, there may be a need for you to reposition that conversation, you know, back up a little bit, gain some balance, and address it a different way. Get a neutral party to listen to what you're saying. Being understood is so refreshing, and that, in fact, is the thing that we are trying to present to you here on this platform. So Dear Anonymous is not going anywhere. It's going to grow. We're going to get more sponsors. We're going to go to different areas of the country. As I said, some of the guests that are coming on are coming from all different walks of life. We need so many different stories so that everybody is heard. It isn't just one perspective. How are you going to gain a knowledge of anything if it's just what you know? So it's what you don't know that could give you insight. I tell people about this project that I was involved in many years ago in New York, and I was given a sponsor and a support system. Me and my support system called each other at 7 a.m. every day, and we did our hashing session, which was explaining, not complaining, and we got some things off of our chest that was probably a rumbling with us. This was early in the morning when you first wake up. And then we did our intentions, and we just set our intentions for the day. Those sessions to me were very, very encouraging and inspiring. The next phase of that is that you would go to these meetings and you just talk. And why you were just talking is because you didn't know these people, you didn't know them from a can of paint, but you figured out what you learned from each interaction. And a lot of it was just simply taking your mind off of yourself and gaining perspective from other people's viewpoints. At the end of those classes and that whole the sessions that we were doing, they put this pie up, and they cut a piece of the pie. And one piece of the pie were all the things that you knew. And then the other piece of the pie were all the things that you don't know. And then there was a whole other piece of a pie of the things that you don't know you don't know. It's so many nuances to this mental game that we live in, inside of our head and outside of our head. But it all starts with using your words to communicate it. So that is the nature of my intention with Dear Anonymous. And I do know how beneficial this will be to our communities. So anyone that you know that may need to engage or communicate, or bring them in, you know, just refer them to us. We're here every Tuesdays and Thursdays from 7:30 to 9. We'll probably end a little earlier tonight because we got cut off from our special guest, and that's unfortunate, but we're here for you. This isn't a selfish platform. I am passionate about what I'm doing because I like to engage. My spirit likes to communicate with other spirits. And from whatever subject matter I can learn, I'm willing to do so. And hopefully I've been a benefit to you guys and to spark this revolution that we're trying to in terms of pure communication. Now, I'll open the phone lines one more time. If you want to chime in, give us a critique on the show, indicate something that you feel, all you need to do is press the one button, and you can talk to my host, myself or Diane. Anybody note anything, Diane?
No.
Okay. So, guys.
They're listening. Yep.
We got a lot of listeners and no communicators, but that's fine with us. Learn something from this. Take it away. And not learn from me, but learn from what the experience. And we're almost at the 8:30 point. We only go to 9 anyway. We did lose our guests, Anyoka and Tian from Ask TY. Go show them some support. They're on Facebook. They're on Instagram. They are a online podcast out of Baltimore, Maryland. It's Ask, ASKTTEEYWHY. And when they put that Y at the end, that's exactly what they meant. Any question that you want to, you can ask. Ask TY. Ask them anything. And yeah, they get a little ratchet, but you know what? Ratchet is good because ratchet is real. As long as it's not disrespectful, and they don't even go to that level. And then sometimes when you foster disrespect, you're met with disrespect, but it is a place where you can clear it. So the way they run their show, I can appreciate and respect. So go look for them. They are on Instagram. They're on Facebook, Ask TY out of Baltimore, Maryland. This Thursday show is coming up. We have Cliff Harcum. He used to be the former student director at University of Maryland Eastern Shore. He now is at Potsdam in New York, and he has State University of New York. He's going to be coming on. He has some people that he follows, and he's a Q-dog, so he has a nice following with him. Cliff is one of those guys. He's an adventurist. He Lives Now. That is his business name. And what he does is he expresses himself from moment to moment. Whatever he feels like doing, he gets in and does it. And I think that came from him being burnt out in a place where he felt like he was standing still and stalled. I know that feeling. So we have him coming up on Thursday's show. Next week's guests are, as I noted earlier, I'll be sending out flyers for that. We'll start promoting. We hope to get a lot more people on the show. I've already been communicated and contacted by quite a few people that want to have a slot, and they'll be bringing their guests and all of their listening audience. So that just lends to our talk show host the presence of who we are, myself, Diane, and the special guests that come on. But you guys, the listeners, are the meat and potatoes of this. We need you. We need your information. We need your energy. We need your input so that we can all grow a little, learn a little, and find a way to take something back to our thinking time when we're off into our minds with meditation and things of that sort. So anything you want to share with us, sponsored by Alkalife, all natural alkaline water. Alkalife will be coming soon to online stores. You can reach us at drinkalkalife247@gmail.com. And this call number is always going to be available to you. We plan to take the shows through to the end of summer or beyond that if we need to be comfortable enough to grow. We have a lot of potential to take this to another platform, so prayerfully we'll leave that up to the Most High and what they expect and intend for us. If there is anything in terms of requests or topics or subject matters, you can reach us at that email, and we'll be responding to all emails and communicating to go forward. TN and Ayoka, sorry about the disconnect. We had a few technical difficulties, but the show was good with you guys. We appreciate you, and we support your platform, and thank you for supporting us. My name is Jazz. I am Dear Anonymous, the host. Mrs. Diane Rimber of Diamonds World is my co, and she is the technical advisor on the show. I love her. I appreciate her. And if there's anything else that we can do for you, just let Dear Anonymous know. And hopefully you guys will be meeting us back here on Thursday, where our show goes to another level, and each level just keeps leveling up. This is our circle. This is our time to share any views that you have. Keep us posted. We're here for you guys. And if we don't have any ones showing, then I'll be closing the show, so that everybody can get back to their homes and do what they do best in terms of keeping safe in this pandemic. Everybody, use your discernment. Walk a safe space that you need to for yourself. Keep yourself healthy, your immune system's up, and make sure that you are secure in your mind. That's one of your biggest immune defenders, to believe that you are healthy and take care of your body and your soul. Your spirit's going to tell you what you need to know. You got to listen to it. And in this pandemic, again, if you need us, Dear Anonymous is here for you. Reach out to us. So we will be closing the show now. Guys, we appreciate you. We've had a great listening audience tonight. We thank you for your support. We'll be making contact with STY and thanking them as you guys also. And thank you also for showing up with us. Next Thursday, 7:30 to 9:00, our open special guest will be Cliff Harkham, adventurous from Potsdam SUNY College of New York. Great show is coming up. Tell everybody about it. Meet us here. Anybody that needs us, you know where we're at. So let's talk, guys. This is Dear Anonymous. And we're out.
And please, please, please spread the word. Tell anyone that you know that may be seeking something. Just
absolutely.
Give us a try.
Yes. Thank you, Diane. And anybody that wants to have some things on the platform, keep us posted, okay? We're here for you. This is for all of us. This is our circle of love. So thank you, guys. This is Jazz. I'm signing off. This is Diane Rembert of Diamonds World. We both give you our grateful appreciation. Thank you, and you have a good night.